Early Thursday morning, Pope Benedict XVI left the Apostolic Palace and, in motor cavalcade, journeyed north of Vatican City State to Monte Mario Hill, which overlooks the city of Rome. There, in the Don Orione Institute for Maimed and Orphaned Children, he unveiled a statue of Our Lady that is especially dear to the Roman people, one they affectionately call La Madonnina.
Santità del popolo romano accorso per venerare la statua della Madonnina.
Rising 9 meters high and on a pedestal of 20 meters, the great statue of Our Lady, Salus Populi Romani, collapsed in a violent storm October last. As he blessed the restored and relocated bronze image, the Holy Father recalled the deep bond between the people of his diocese, the statue, and the Don Orione Institute.
Su questa collina è tornata a vegliare sulla nostra città la maestosa statua della Madonna.
He said, the giant statue of Our Lady, demolished a few months ago by the fury of the wind, has returned to this hill to keep watch over our city. It is a dramatic and providential reminder of events written in the history and conscience of the city. In fact, it was placed on the hill of Monte Mario in 1953 as the visible fulfillment of a popular vow made during the Second World War, when hostilities and armed conflict made many fear for the fate of Rome. So it was that the Roman centres of Don Orione proposed a petition for a vow to Our Lady, which saw the pledge of over 1 million people. The Venerable Pius XII took up the devout initiative of the people who wanted to entrust themselves to Mary, and the vow was pronounced on June 4, 1944, before an image of Our Lady of Divine Love. On that very day, the peaceful liberation of Rome took place. After the war, the collection of copper to be devoted to the image began. The artist entrusted with its realization was the Jewish sculptor Minerbi Arrigo. A very special bond united the well-known sculptor to the children of Don Orione, who had saved him and his family from the Nazis, hiding them for 5 months in late 43 at the Institute of St. Philip.
Ave Maria e avanti esortava San Luigi Orione.
Reflecting on the location of the statue, a centre for disabled and orphaned children, Pope Benedict said, "The programme of St. Luigi Orione, Only Charity Will Save the World, was meaningfully realised here." Concluding his address, the Holy Father said, "Works of charity, be they personal acts or services offered to vulnerable people in large institutions, can never be reduced to philanthropic gestures, but must always remain a tangible expression of God's providential love." Don Orione reminds us that in order for this to happen, we must be moulded into the tender charity of our Lord through an authentically spiritual and holy life. Only then can we pass from the works of charity to charity of works, because, added your founder, works devoid of the love of God but evaluated before him are worthless.
Vi accompagni ogni giorno la materna protezione di Maria.
I'm Emma McCarthy.